السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد رسول الله، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين المكين الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال الله تعالى في شانه وحبيبه ونبي الأعظم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. لبيك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, choicest blessings and salutations upon the best of creation, mine and your master, the master of the entire creation, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his noble family and illustrious companions, and all the awliya kamilin ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the opportunity to gather here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our attendance, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower upon us with divine mercy. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Once again, let us present the gift of salawat in the shan of our master, our aqa, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Labbaik Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammadin wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in the month of Safar al-Mudhaffar. This is the month of absolute virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this month of Safar al-Mudhaffar. This is the month, according to narrations, in which the nikah of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem radiallahu an took place with Sayyida Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is the month in which the Battle of Khaybar took place. And this is my topic of discussion today, the Battle of Khaybar. The Battle of Khaybar. And there are many reasons as to why the Battle of Khaybar took place, but I'm just going to mention a few reasons. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Jews, they were driven out of Medina al-Munawwara because they were very disloyal. When they made a promise, when they signed a peace treaty stating that we will not engage in any war activities with the Muslims, we will remain peaceful, they signed the peace treaty, but they were very disloyal with their promises. They went against their promises. They defied their promises. And they used to collab with other tribes and plan attacks against the Muslims. They planned to attack the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They tried to do jadu upon the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They planned to attack the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So when the news was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Jews have intended to attack the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had set off with a jamaat of 1,600 sahaba ikram. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded to Khaybar. And in Khaybar there were 20,000 men. 1,600 sahaba ikram against 20,000 men. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds to Khaybar. And in that 1,600, they were men, they were women, they were children, they were nurses. Rasulullah proceeds to Khaybar. And when the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam proceeded to Khaybar, and when the Jews saw that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is arriving with the jamaat of the sahaba ikram, They began to prepare for war. They began to prepare themselves. They began to prepare their armor, their horses, their weaponry. And whilst they were doing so, there was a person whose name was Aswad Ra'i. He was a slave of one of the Jews of Khaybar. And when he sees that the Jews are preparing for war, they are getting their armor, their weaponry, their horses ready for war, the slave of a Jew, Aswad Ra'i, he goes to his master and he asks him that, "You are going to wage war against who? Who is your target? Who is your enemy?" He is told that our enemy is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. We are going to wage war against the jama'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Aswad Ra'i, he says, "Let me go and see myself who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let me go and see myself who is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These people want to wage war. Let me go and see myself who is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam." Aswad Ra'i, he goes and he meets with the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And he says, "Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I am a slave of a Jew of Khaybar. The Jews are planning to attack the Muslims. Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, what is your creed?" Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that our creed is that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to believe that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, the Rasul of Allah. Aswad Ra'i, he says, "Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, if I have to accept Islam, what will I receive? If I have to accept Islam, what will I receive?" Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "You will receive the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be blessed with Jannah and all the bounties of Jannah." Aswad Ra'i says, "If that's the case, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I wish to accept Islam." He decides the kalima, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." He becomes a Muslim. And when he becomes a Muslim, he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I wish to be along your side. I wish to participate in the battle of Khaybar. I wish to be on the side of the Muslims and fight against the Jews." He is permitted by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And it is narrated, when this person Aswad Ra'i was engaged in war against the Jews, he was on the side of the Muslims. And when he was martyred, and when this news reached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that Aswad Ra'i has been made shaheed, he has been martyred, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that amila qalila wa ujira kathira. Aswad Ra'i, his actions are less. His actions are less, wa ujira kathira, but his reward is immensely great. Aswad Ra'i, he accepted Islam at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. What did he say after that? "I wish to fight in your jamaat against the Jews." He lived for just a few moments as a Muslim on this earth. He lived as a Muslim for just a few moments on this earth and he was made shaheed. But what does the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam say? Amila qalila. He lived for a few moments on this earth. Hence his deeds are less. But wa ujira kathira. But his reward is immensely great. The muhaddithin have mentioned that no wali, no qutub, no ghawth can reach the status of Aswad Ra'i due to his connection and his companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is a sahaba who lived as a sahaba for just a few moments and he was made shaheed. What about the Khulafa'i Rashideen? What about Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, who spent his entire life with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? This teaches us connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just a few moments, No wali can reach his status. Why? He became a sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Associating ourselves closely with the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How do we do that? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, كَانَ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, that those who wish to be close to me, every Muslim wants to be close with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِ That those who wish to be close with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, are those who recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif in abundance will bless a person with the virtue of being close to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. What is this? Connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When the battle of Khaybar had commenced, now Khaybar is the name of a city. It is famously attributed to one fort or to one door. But Khaybar in reality is a city. And there were approximately 8 forts of Khaybar. And when the battle had commenced, the Muslims had conquered all the forts of Khaybar. And when they came to the fort of Qumus, which was under the leadership of the Jew Murahhab, who was known to be a very brave man amongst the Jews, many Sahabi Kiram were sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to conquer the court of Qumus. They were sent to conquer the fort of Qumus. Several days went. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after a few days, after the Muslims tried immensely with all the effort to conquer the fort of Qumus, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after several days says, لَأُؤْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يَفْتَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, several days have passed. The Jamaat of the Muslims tried to conquer the fort of Qumus. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, that tomorrow I will give a flag in the hand of that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dearly love. The first quality. The second quality, وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ and he loves Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dearly. And the third quality, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْ that person in whose hand the flag will be given, he shall conquer Khaybar. He shall be the person who will conquer Khaybar. Sahaba Kiram Ali Muridwan, that very night they were very anxious. فَبَاتَ النَّاسَ يَدُوكُونَ لَيْلَتُهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يُؤْضَاهَا Sahaba Kiram were speaking amongst themselves that who is the fortunate one who will be given the flag tomorrow? Allah loves him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him. He loves Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be the fortunate one who will conquer Khaybar. Who is that person? It will be told tomorrow, but who is that person? The next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gathers the Sahaba Kiram alayhi muridwan. All the Sahaba Kiram are there. There is one Sahaba missing, he is not there. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asks, Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib? Where is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu? I do not see him. Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is experiencing trouble and discomfort in his eyes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, call him. Call Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he is summoned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you. He goes and he presents himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of the hadith. فَبَسَخَ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, he experienced discomfort and pain in his eyes. The words of the hadith. فَبَسَخَ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed saliva on the eyes of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala. ودعا له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالدعاء فمولى علي رضي الله عنه فبر كان لم يكن به وجها. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the saliva on the eye of Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu and made dua for him, the words of the hadith is that Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, Allah blessed him with shifa, and he had such a shifa as if though he had no prior discomfort and pain in his eyes. This is a karam, this is a mu'ajaza, a miracle of the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives the flag of to Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that, O Ali, go with salam upon the Jews. When you go, do not just wage war. Go to them and invite them to Islam. Go to them with peace, with salam. Invite them to Islam. Tell them about Islam. Tell them about a person's duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he goes and he tells the people, the Jews, about Islam, the beauty about Islam. But the Jews respond with stones and bricks upon Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu. A person, Murahhab, who was under whose leadership was the fort of Qumus, he approaches Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu. And he says, I am Murahhab, and he praises himself in Arabic, in poetry. And he says, O Ali, before you proceed to my fort, you will have to pass through me. He is challenging Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu. And it is in the books of history, the books of tariq, about the bravery of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu, that when this person, Murahhab, who was known to be a valiant amongst the Jews, when he raised his sword and he tried to attack Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu averted his strike, and with one attack, with one strike, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala slayed him to the ground. With one attack, according to the books of history. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when this happened, the Jews, they began to gush towards Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu to attack him. Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, he uprooted the entire door of Khaybar with one hand. The entire door of Khaybar. And it is said that when 40 men tried to raise the door, they could not raise the door. It took the effort of 40 men with severity to raise the door of Khaybar. But Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, with one hand, raised the door of Khaybar and used it as his shield. That is why when the poets have spoken in the shan of Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, then they have done so with absolute sincerity and absolute truthfulness. That Shah Marda Sher Yazda Quwate Parwardigar La Fata Illa Ali La Saifa Illa Zulfiqar. That the bravery Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu possessed was an absolute virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslims with victory. And after the battle of Khaybar, it was a meeting was held amongst the Sahaba Kiram and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about the fort and about the city of Khaybar. Some Sahaba Kiram said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Jews are very disloyal. They were in Medina al-Munawwara, they were disloyal, they were driven out of Medina al-Munawwara. They were in Khaybar, they still plan to attack the Muslims. The Jews are very disloyal, they should be expelled from Khaybar. The Jews go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is where, this is our land, this is our motherland. Allow us to live in the city of Khaybar. It was decided that the Jews would be allowed to live in the city of Khaybar under the leadership of the Muslims. And whatever produced the Jews would harvest of kajur in the entire year, they would give half of it to the Muslims and the other half would remain with the Jews. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam every year would send Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an to collect the kajur. And look at the fairness in Islam, the quality of justice in Islam. that when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu would go to the Jews to collect the half of the harvest of Khajur that they would harvest in the entire year. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, when all the Khajur would be collected and it would be split into half, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu would say to the Jews that you have harvested this Khajur. With your effort, with your hard work, you have harvested this Khajur from these two halves. Which share do you want? Which share do you want? You may take it. They were people who planned to attack the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were people who planned to assassinate the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were disloyal in their promises. But what does this teach us? Fairness in Islam. How fair are we in our businesses? How fair are we in our dealings with people? How often do we deceive people? These are Jews who plan to assassinate the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha, Sahabi Rasul radiallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's asking the Jews, you have harvested all this khajur, which share do you want? Which half do you want? Fairness in Islam. And when a person has fairness in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of rahmah, the doors of mercy for them. What do we learn from the battle of Khaybar? Connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Closely attach yourself to the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Become an embodiment in fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The best character, the most loftiest character is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn from the battle of Khaybar? That the battle of Khaybar was conquered after several days. Several days. What does this teach us? That success might not come today. People have to go through difficulties and go through hardships. But إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. That with hardships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with success. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah give us the ability to understand what has been said. May Allah give us the ability to make amal upon what has been said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallillahumma ala sayyidina wa mulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mulana Muhammad wa sahbihi barik wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazilan to Maulana Ahmad Raza for the very inspiring and thought-provoking discourse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayah. Brothers and sisters, we have a bedroom and a kitchen built in cupboards. A basement flat that is available for immediate occupation. So if anybody is looking for a one bedroom flat, please contact Muhammad, our trustee, for further information. Shafi, is that pamphlet there? Okay. Also, I just want to mention, there was a brother that did phone me and he sent an invite on my phone. But he did mention to me that he will bring the pamphlets over where I can just read it out to you. You know, it's not easy for me as an old man. Okay, he just brought the pamphlets.